Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi guys, welcome back to Intentional. I already know that you are going to love today's episode. Anytime I record on the topic of manifesting, bringing something into fruition that exists as a vision in your mind, stepping into a dream, receiving good news, praying for something and actually feeling like that prayer is being heard, if that's up your alley, then today's episode is for you, because we are talking about the number one thing that I stopped doing in order to bring my manifestations to life. And especially coming from someone who has a deeply rooted belief that what I want, what I'm trying to create in the world is never going to work. So if you doubt yourself, if you have these thoughts, then you're in the right place, because I too deal with that on a regular basis. So here we go. I shared last week that I took the month of December off of last year in order to slow down my work schedule. And honestly, this was because my body was in a lot of pain, and the career that I have is very physical, and Christmas, the gift giving, wrapping, baking, like, it just puts me over the edge. And I truly don't know how people have a full-time job, work full-time, and still manage to like do all of these things, go to Christmas parties, bake these delicious desserts, appetizers, dips. Like, I don't know how people do it. If you're somebody that's listening to this and you're like, yeah, that's me, and I lose my mind every year, I have so much respect for you, because I can't figure out how to do it. So needless to say, I took December off to rest. And it's not really rest, because the holiday season is so much, and every year I try and make it easier on myself, and I would like to believe that that works, but it's a work in progress. And I also feel like that time of year is the perfect chance to get refocused, recentered, to start the new year off to the races. Maybe you're in college, you are working somewhere that kind of shuts down for Christmas, and then you revamp again in January. Certainly in my industry, wellness, podcast, journals, January is a hot time of year. And to be honest, I have 6 events coming up in the current month that we're in. So it's a lot, and I'm very grateful to have done this and been able to do this, because I don't think I would have sustained the energy, the clarity to go into this year having not had a chance to just slow down. So I took this time in December, and my goal for it, I kind of went back and forth for the months leading up to this. I had planned this a few months in advance, and I had been going back and forth in my mind, like, do I take a break? And by taking a break, I don't necessarily mean sitting on the couch and watching TV. I mean, like, cooking dinner at a leisurely pace, not rushing. Traditionally, I just have a lot to do each day, so I'm kind of quickly moving from one thing to the other, and I don't love that pace. I find that I have more headaches, I'm more worked up, I have a harder time sleeping when I'm moving at a fast pace. But it's also become so normal to do a million things and just stack as much as you possibly can in your day, because if you have the ability, then you should be as busy as possible. And it doesn't feel good for me. Like, I know that sometimes you have to do what you have to do, but it doesn't feel good to just absolutely overwhelm and stack schedule in a 16-hour day because you have the time. So I was going back and forth, like, do I take this month to really slow down? Do I take this month to dedicate to my One Ray journal business because I'm not going to have as many work appointments? Do I take this time to allow Christmas to just explode and wrap all the gifts and bake all the things and really go overboard to make it memorable? Like, which route kind of should I take? And it worked out that I was able to do all three. This year, Christmas time was extra special because I asked the remaining girls to be in my bridal party, and it was a big surprise on Christmas Eve, and my family loved it. It was so wonderful. We asked our wedding officiant to lead the wedding. So I had some little surprises planned, which required a little extra planning and wrapping with a different color paper so that it was a true surprise. I was able to focus on my journals by securing more wholesale accounts, which is where I'm going to sell in different boutiques. And I've kind of been sprinkling those in so far this year, getting invited to events, getting invited to be on the news. And then I also did slow down. I was able to take my time and just leisurely go through the pace of getting things done that I needed to, but not rushing and running myself into the ground so that my nervous system was so worked up that I couldn't slow down at night. All of this to say, I was doing less in December. I wasn't doing a bunch of things. I wasn't creating as much content. I wasn't preparing for events. I wasn't rushing off from one meeting to the next appointment. I was doing less. And I realized that I got invited to be a part of more things. I was able to plan out sales for my business and honestly be more present in the holiday events that I was a part of in December, because I did like two or three different kind of vendor markets. And I was able to be more present there because I wasn't so stressed that I had this looming list of things that I had to do for the next week. So therefore, I was able to sell better because I was more present and focused on the person in front of me instead of, oh my gosh, it's 8:30 p.m. and I still have 2 hours left before I get home, and then I got to wake up at 8 tomorrow and do all of these things. Like, I was able to be more present. And if you're not familiar with the concept or what that means, or you hear it and you don't know what is true or what it means for you, to me, being present is in my body. I'm not in my mind. Sometimes I get carried away in my mind of like, okay, today is Saturday. Tomorrow I have to cook this meal for us. It's going to last us Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I have to clean. I have to go take my car. I got to get new glasses. Like, that to me is being in my head, and I'm focusing up on what I have to do in the future. Therefore, I'm not here recording a show with you. And maybe you notice, I don't know how many podcasts you listen to, but sometimes I'll kind of try a new one and I'll hear the person talking. And first of all, I don't like when someone does a podcast but has a script written out. And I recognize that this is a skill and not everybody has been doing this for the entirety of their lives like I have been. So not that I'm the best out there, but I just recognize that this is not a strength for everybody. But I realize that when I listen to a show and somebody's kind of hurrying through their script and you can tell that they're not there with the person in front of them that they're interviewing, or they're not there with the audience that they're talking to, it deters me. And I don't care if you have the most calming voice, you have the best software, hardware, you release an episode on a topic I'm really interested in. If I don't get the vibe that the person recording is not present, I'm not listening. And even I do go back and listen to my own show because I want to hear the sound quality. And honestly, this is an open book journal for me. So I go back a year ago and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot that I talked about this, or I forgot this quote that I shared. It's a really kind of surreal experience. And I'll go back and listen and I'm like, ooh, I was not in the best headspace that day. I can tell. I can tell that I had a really long to-do list. Even today, like, I'm recording this on a Saturday night. I never record on Saturdays, although lately it seems like I have been more just because this is when I can fit it in. But partly it's because when I record this show, it does not help me to do it on a workday because I'm checking off things on a to-do list. I'm using a different part of my brain. I'm not as present or focused. Maybe that's just something that I notice when listening. Maybe you don't. But anyways, the point being, I feel like when I am in my body, when I am present in this moment, my mind is anchored where my feet are. I'm at home hanging out on my couch, chatting with you, as opposed to being in the future on my to-do list, in the past of something dumb that maybe I said and I'm overthinking. I feel my best. And the number one thing that I have stopped doing since this little experiment, which honestly, I wasn't even expecting this to happen. I wasn't expecting things in my business to take off in a way that they haven't yet in my career, like they did during my month of rest. And at first, I was like, maybe this is just a fluke. Maybe this is just the universe testing me to see if I can really stick to my boundaries and say that I'm going to relax in December and I'm not going to overextend myself. And anytime I got asked to do something, I kind of deferred due to this. And I just got asked to, okay, fine, perfect, let's do it in January instead, let's do it in February. It was very fluid and able to be moved. And it got me thinking, maybe I'm doing too much. And it sounds strange even to say out loud, because when you are doing something such as growing a business, pursuing a new hobby or skill, you're in school, you're starting a new career, you have to do a lot of things. You have to work very hard. You have to be willing to do things that other people aren't so that you can have the payoff in the end that other people wish that they had the work ethic and the ability to, you know, achieve. And I thought, maybe I'm doing too much. But how could I possibly do less? I don't have the ability to just grow my business without putting one foot in front of the other and actually doing things. But instead, what I found was that when I took time to get clear in my head, in my heart, in my body on what it is that I want my life to look like, when I took the time to map this out, to really dream and visualize what this looks like, combined with the 5+ years that I have been working to get to this place, the relationships that I've built, the events that I've gone to after a full day of work from 7 to 10 p.m. when I was exhausted, like all of that snowballs. And maybe you can't feel it in the moment. Maybe you go to a networking event and you leave and you're like, nothing really came out of that in the short term. I met a few nice people, but then someone follows up and gives you an opportunity, gives you an internship, gives you a business deal, gives you a job interview. Like, those are the moments. And I do think that you have to work incredibly hard to get to a place where you're able to do less. But it's a short-term sacrifice. Working hard, doing more, so that in a couple of years, you can coast, and not coast in a way of going on autopilot and becoming stale, but coasting in a way that you're listening to your intuition, you're listening to your energy when your body's telling you that she's exhausted, when your mind is telling you that you're working on overload and you're going to short circuit and blow up on someone because you've been thinking too much and planning too much. And it's okay to do less. And this is such a paradox. Like, honestly, I thought this was a really good topic to share because I've been having this conversation privately with my friends, but I haven't heard as many people share this publicly. And it's still something that I'm not fully, like, I'm still working through this. Because how is it possible that you're supposed to work insanely hard and very smart for your goals to pay off? Because yes, it is putting one foot in front of the other, and it does not get easier until you get to a place where you've achieved the thing you want. But even then, it doesn't get easier from personal experience. But one thing that I've noticed is that how come it's when I take my foot off the gas for a second, but I still have the intention, I still have the energy, I still have the momentum going, And I'm able to let go of control a little bit. I'm able to let go of the reins and just allow the universe to present opportunities to me. My goals, my manifestations, the things that I want to happen are for opportunities to find me. I take every opportunity I get. I've created my own. I've walked through doors where there was not one and I had to build one and spend more time than I thought was possible or I thought was worth it just to get a small opportunity. So how come it is when I sit back and I believe, I truly believe in the mission, the goal that I'm working toward. I believe in the person that I am and the fact that I'm going to become strong enough to get there. I trust that this plan is working out perfectly because it's designed by a higher power that is infinitely more intelligent than me, this small person in this small, little, average, everyday life. How come when I sit back and I just appreciate it and I believe that it's possible for me and I trust that the work that I've been putting in will get me there, as opposed to going out and sending email after email after email and trying to introduce myself. Like, I still don't even understand it fully. But it's worth noting because I have physical proof of this. Physical proof of resting and getting all these opportunities in a way of that I once wished for and prayed for. Like, I was telling my fiance last week, I'm like, last year at this time of year, beginning of 2023, I had one event. This year, I'm doing 6 in the month of February. I had 2 in the month of January. No, I had 3 in the month of January. And I've had to turn down a few just because I'm like, okay, it's too much. And I'm going to end up canceling because I'm going to realize that day that it's too much. How is it that this year is exploding? And I think it's due to a few things, but number one, and most importantly, I was able to take time to check in with myself, pray for this, trust in this. And I think there's more to it because I listen to a fair amount of people who have different opinions on this. One of my favorite business teachers is Alex Hormozi, who has a podcast called The Game. He's very successful. He's very business oriented. And he is like he's not spiritual. He comes from a place that's like hard work and relationships and making good decisions gets you success. And I don't see any other way around it. But my friends and some of the spiritual teachers and books that I've read all say when you surrender, when you hand over your life to something higher than yourself and you say, what do you want me to do? There's a prayer. Oh gosh, Gabby Bernstein talks about it. I'm certain that I've shared it on here, but it's a prayer for every morning. And it says, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to say and to whom? I think I'm remembering, I hope I'm remembering that correctly. But if you just look up the first of that, the what do you want me to do, where do you want me to go prayer, I'm certain it'll come up on Google. And it's a really nice way to just allow your intuition, allow a higher power to come in and give you guidance. Because I believe that when you take the guidance from your intuition, from your guardian angels, when you use the logic of what is a good decision to make, and you combine those two together, your life opens up and is full of magic. And it doesn't involve you controlling, begging, obsessing over something that may or may not work out. We're not focused on the end result. We're focused on who you become along the way on the journey of growing, loving, connecting, becoming the person that is your ideal self, your best version of you. So the one thing that I can confidently say that I stopped doing is trying to control and trying to do too much. I've had this idea for a podcast floating around in my mind for a few weeks, but what solidified me sharing this with you is that I'm reading a book right now. A friend introduced me to it, and it's called At the Feet of the Master. It's a really good book. It's not very long, but it basically is a nice reminder, and it's very old, so it's a little, the interpretation is very direct. If you're familiar with how older books are written, they're very direct. There's no empathy or consideration. It's just very straight to the point and dry. This book is a nice reminder that we are human beings and not human doings. So I'll leave you with that. If you want more information, it is a little bit on the religious, spiritual side, if that's your jam. And also, if you want to just pull it up on Google, there's a PDF version for free. And it's a fantastic reminder that sometimes it's more than okay to allow good things to find you instead of constantly trying to control and go find them for yourself. If you found value in today's episode, please share with a friend and leave a review. It'll take you no more than 10 seconds on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. And I will see you guys next week.